And joining us right now is the man who, well, we all know and love him as Mike Seaver on the Growing Pains show, and he's now part of a really incredible movie that is available. Actually, it's going to be on the movie screen shortly on February 2nd, but it's also available on video. It's called Left Behind, the movie. And before we talk about the movie, I'd like to talk a little bit about your career, Kirk. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm doing great today.
I'm glad you are. You know, it's interesting. You know, this is a pretty heavy role you got here, but when you started out, you were, what, about 9 years old when you started in showbiz?
Yeah, about 9 or 10 years old.
And you, what did you do?
Just a wee little guy.
You did commercials when you started?
Yeah, did quite a few commercials and some guest spots and some television shows. And when I was 14 years old is when Growing Pains started.
Wow. Now, before that, you actually did another series called Two Marriages, right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you remember that show.
I actually do.
Yeah, it was a good television series. It didn't last very long.
Now, you played a kid named Eric, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, it didn't last long. But in actuality, that's probably a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I think it was because you know, one thing led to another after that, and ultimately that led into Growing Pains.
Growing Pains not only made you a household word and obviously the cover of every teen magazine, but also kind of introduced you to a wife, too.
And a good one. A really good one.
Yeah.
Chelsea and I met working on Growing Pains together, and I think of all the things that I remember about the show that I love the most.
Of course.
She's definitely the one.
That's the, you know, that's even more lasting than the two Golden Globe nominations.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And in Hollywood, you know, a 10-year marriage is, that's a record.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. You're almost up there with Paul Newman and his wife.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I was looking at the stats from the show and stuff. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio was on that show. There's a lot of people who were, when they were really young, were introduced on that program.
Yeah, Growing Pains was just sort of the, you know, the spot where everyone seemed to just sort of come on to Growing Pains at one point or another. We were on for 7 years in production, and so the people who were, you know, who were talented and really capable, these were people that, you know, people wanted to hire, and you started recognizing their talent early on, and many of them were on Growing Pains.
Mm. Was it a fun show? I mean, did you enjoy working with the folks you worked with there?
Absolutely. We had a great time working on Growing Pains. Like I said, we were together for 7 years, and so we got to be very much like a family. In fact, we spent more time with each other than we did with our own real-life families. And just like any family, you know, we've got our little cat fights once in a while, brothers and sisters, duking it out behind the stage. but we, for the most part, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun, a really good group of people, and you know, we still keep in touch today. We just did a Growing Pains reunion movie this last summer, which was a lot of fun. I couldn't believe that already I'm, you know, Growing Pains is sort of retro. You know, we're doing a nostalgia reunion movie. You know,
it's amazing, isn't it?
You know, the Brady Bunch returns, and there's the Growing Pains gang again.
Well, it's interesting to note, though, that because of the development of things like Nick at Night and the Disney Channel, that shows like yours now, that which is on Disney Channel, a whole new generation of kids are getting to know you as a character. And the whole show.
Hello, you know what? I'm sorry. Someone seems to be on the other line. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But it's interesting to note that you know, a whole new generation of kids are being exposed to the show.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Sometimes I'll be walking around with my wife and my kids, and another family will come up, and usually the mom and dad will be, you know, about my age and say, hey, we watch you on Growing Pains, and their kids say, yeah, well, I watch you guys on Growing Pains, too. And so there's this sort of double generation that's grown up with Growing Pains.
What was it like to, I've asked this, we've had on people like Bobby Sherman and David Cassidy and people like that. What was it like to all of a sudden go from a TV star to like a teen idol where your picture was on every teen magazine and you had all these teen groupies loving you all over the place? Was it tough for you to handle? Because I know you're a moral type of guy. Was it a tough situation?
Well, I would say that in the beginning it's pretty exciting, and the prospects of being, you know, thinking of one day signing autographs and then being able to, you know, people asking you for that and being on these magazine covers, it's pretty exciting. At the same time, it's I found that in the end, you know, it's not the thing you need to be counting on in your life, because that kind of popularity just doesn't last, and the truth is it's pretty shallow. You know, when people are applauding because you're on a television show, it's not that they're applauding for your integrity or for who you really are, but for the lines that you're reading on the show and who they think you are as a character.
Right.
And so it can be a little disillusioning, sometimes very disillusioning, and there's a lot of people around my age that haven't fared so well through the whole process. And not that I've fared extremely well, but I'm grateful that I've come out of growing pains with a wonderful wife who I absolutely do not deserve, and four beautiful children, and a life that I'm just very happy with.
You can't get better than that, especially
no.
The kid part. I mean, it's family is pretty much everything. It's very difficult to, you have to appreciate when you have healthy ones, especially.
Boy, you said it. You know, our health is something we take for granted so easily, and we've had a chance to meet quite a few people through the Make-A-Wish Foundation and Starlight Foundation, and boy, you know, every single day is something that these kids appreciate, because their health is not something that is going to be there forever.
Right. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Camp Firefly. I know that you and Chelsea are, that's a foundation you folks created. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, Camp Firefly is a camp that Chelsea and I and my family started about 11 years ago, and it really got started when we were working on Growing Pains and meeting families through the Make-A-Wish Foundation or the Starlight Foundation. And if you're not familiar with them, they grant wishes to terminally and very seriously sick children.
Mm-hmm.
And their wish was to come down to the set of Growing Pains and meet the cast and see a taping. And after signing a few autographs, we thought to ourselves, man, you know, these guys are going through so much, and they're just so incredibly inspiring and courageous. We would love to do something more than just sign an autograph. What can we do that could really help these people? And so we decided that we'd start a camp, and today it's called Camp Firefly, and we invite 6 to 8 families to the mountains of Georgia at a family resort called Callaway Gardens, and it's a 1-week all-expense-paid vacation for the entire family. Moms, dads, brothers, and sisters get to be together away from hospitals, away from work, and just spend 24/7 together for a week, and get to meet 5 or 6 other families who really understand what they're going through. And while we're there, we go water skiing and jet skiing and hiking, and have hay rides and barn dances and sleepovers and special days for moms and dads, romantic dinners for them alone while we take care of the kids. And it's just a really special time to sort of rejuvenate and strengthen their family and their faith. And it's been an incredible gift in our life as well.
Well, it's a nice gesture. And family and faith are important, especially coming off the past administration we had in this country, which was immoral from the top. Hopefully, right now, we have a new administration coming in that will actually help get this country back on a moral track.
Hey, that it should be great.
And now, talk about morality. Let's talk a little bit about Left Behind, which is opening in theaters February 2nd.
Yep.
And Left Behind, the movie, is also available on video. In fact, there'll be an order form at pmpnetwork.com for you to order yours, folks, from our superstore. And stars Kirk Cameron, who plays Buck Williams. And you are actually a journalist, kind of left in this abyss of what's going on in the country. It's amazing, this whole movie, and all the stuff that Lalonde does. In fact, we've had Peter on the show before, and Revelation, we had Jeff Fahey on talking about that particular movie a while back, and Carol Alt. And this one is just in the same genre. It's an incredibly moving movie, and really, I think one of the great things about this is that it really gets you thinking, and if you watch it with your family or watch it with people that you know and get to talking about it, it's a very healthy thing.
Well, I think so too. And there's, I mean, I've been astounded at how many people have been fascinated with the Left Behind story. You know, people have asked, you know, is this a book that's based on a story from a biblical perspective, and does that mean that it's only going to appeal to Christians or Bible-believing people? And the truth is that with 30 million copies of these books being sold, everybody's interested. Everybody's fascinated with what is going to happen in the future. And I think it's so uncertain and unstable. And you look at the news and politics and government, and you just sort of wonder, what in the world is this world coming to? And to really have spelled out for you in a book or to see on a big screen what the Bible describes as what is going to come is just fascinating and intriguing. So this was just an incredible opportunity as an actor, but also personally just to be part of a project that's stirring up so many questions in the hearts of people.
Well, that's for sure. And one of the things is, I think it's really interesting the way it's put together, because it's so realistic. I mean, you can see all the conglomerates, the mergers, the consolidations, and the attempts to make euro, one type of money, and the whole thing about the whole country and the whole globe being unified in one is something that has been discussed before. And you can see that someone who people may not know, who they think that they're controlling, may actually be the one in control. It's an incredible story.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, and like you're saying, you can see the strides being taken to sort of consolidate so many things, and for things to sort of match up to what is being described in the Left Behind story, and ultimately being described in the Bible. It's very fascinating.
Now you're going to actually be on Rosie O'Donnell today, I understand.
That's right. We're in New York City, and we're getting ready to head over to Rosie's show, and we're excited to meet her. We've never met her before, but we think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you got to tell her that Mark from PNPNetwork.com says hi.
All right. I definitely will.
And, you know, it's a fun talking to you, and unfortunately, it's been postponed so much, but it's great that we actually did get a chance to hook up a little bit, and the movie is fascinating. I love this movie. I think that it's something that everybody should see. They should show it in the schools.
Well, I'm glad that you liked it. And seeing it on a big screen February 2nd is, you know, much more powerful than seeing it on your television screen if you have the DVD or the VHS copy. And I'm hoping that people just show up in the theaters and really, really bring their friends and family and send a message to Hollywood that, hey, you know, there's a market for these kinds of movies out there, and it's been interesting that of all the places, it's been most difficult to get theaters to believe that people really want to see this movie. Even though the book sales have been high and theaters have been sponsored and sold out all over the country, just waiting for this movie to come, because I think they're just not sure that people want to see this. And people really showing up at the theaters would really change that and blow the doors wide open for more movies like this to be made.
I think that Peter and Paul Alon have contributed so much in terms of this kind of movie. It would be nice to see them get some mainstream attention.
Yeah, it sure would. It sure would, and especially with the quality just improving with each new movie that's made, I think it's going to be great.
Mm. Now, for folks who are expecting to see teen heartthrob Mike Seaver there, you're going to see a more mature version of Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, that was another one of the exciting parts about playing this role is I'm not playing a little, wet behind the ears, wise guy, smart aleck 15-year-old, but Buck Williams, like you said earlier, is a journalist / television reporter in his 30s who's trying to fit these pieces of the puzzle together and figure out where people disappeared to and let the world know what happened.
Well, can you imagine that? Watching that film, though, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to be sitting in your home, and all of a sudden your kids are gone. Their clothes are sitting on the chair where they were, but they're gone.
Right.
It's wrenching.
Yeah, it was. And even filming that scene, having read it before, and obviously realizing that we're on a movie set, so this is all just pretend for right now. It was very eerie to do that scene and to see all those clothes just sitting there, and think, "Wow,
Yeah, I would think you'd go off the set and go back and hug the kids a little extra time that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Now, also starring in this movie is a very lovely actress named Chelsea Noble.
That's right. Yes, I've heard of her, too.
Yeah, is she around, actually?
Yes, she is. Hang on just a second.
All right, we'll say hi to Chelsea Noble as well, who, of course, is married to Kirk Cameron.
Hello?
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I get to talk to Kirk Cameron. Do you ever hear him?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of his.
He's a good guy. Real good guy.
I love that guy.
Well, this is an incredible movie you're part of here.
Thanks. You've seen it.
I did. In fact, I've seen it twice.
Really?
I screened it twice because I just wanted to appreciate everything in it. And I thought it was a really good film. And as I was mentioning to Kirk, I think it's going to get people thinking a lot.
You know, it definitely got me thinking. And I think you're right about that. I think the subject matter is definitely something that is kind of stirring for people.
Yeah, I was just mentioning to Kirk, I can't even imagine coming home and seeing my children disappeared and their clothes there. It would drive me insane.
Oh, my God. I know. It was, I heard Kirk telling you, it was a pretty intense scene to play, too. Mm. Because you're just imagining, what if this happened?
Yeah, I don't know, oh boy.
You know, you if you don't see your child for a minute, you know, you don't know where they've gone, you get that sort of panic feeling. I just can't even imagine what it would be like.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Go back in time with us just for a moment. And
sure.
When you first met Kirk on the set of Growing Pains,
right.
Was it instant chemistry or was it something that really had to work out? Because he was, of course, the big teen idol at the time.
Yeah, he was. He was. Well, it was interesting because I never really watched Growing Pains growing up very much. So I didn't have any preconceived ideas about him. And I would say there was instant chemistry in the sense that I really liked Kirk. He's just very genuine and just a great guy.
Uh-huh.
Very, very down to earth and very nice. But, you know, we started a friendship for a while, you know, got to know each other. And he's in the background.
Yeah, he's monitoring, monitoring the conversation.
Right. But it didn't take long before I think that chemistry started to kind of kick in.
Hmm.
I guess I was going to do a few episodes of the show, and the producers talked to me, and they said, you know, there's just some chemistry between you and Kirk that we'd kind of like to explore some more. And then they asked me to come back to the show.
Now, did they know there was chemistry being explored outside?
Well, you know, it was a while before we really started dating. I mean, it was probably, what, 5 months? 4 or 5 months? So it was before. I guess they saw the chemistry first.
So you guys had a courtship on the set.
We did, yes.
That's where you got to know each other.
It is.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. Does that happen a lot on television or in movies?
I would think it happens quite often. I mean, I don't know how long it lasts, but, you know, I think it probably happens.
Yeah. I was mentioning to him that people like Leonardo DiCaprio were on that show. And
right.
did you guys at all think that... this guy was going to be a superstar when he got older?
You know, Leo is really talented, and I wasn't real surprised. I'm so happy for him. I mean, I had a feeling that he would definitely really work and do really well. So, I mean, you could just see it in him. You know, he just had that way about him that he was just really alive and always playing different characters, and just very talented. So, I wasn't that surprised that
yeah.
This happened so quickly for him.
Of course, if you were a magical genie that could tell that he was going to be a superstar, then you'd be in the wrong position. You should be an agent or something, right?
Yeah, right.
But well, the movie is going to be starting February 2nd in theaters, and I must say that I've seen it twice on video, and I would think that in the theater it would really come alive with the scenes are just incredible, and in a large screen it would really be more effective.
Oh, it's definitely... so much more exciting on the big screen. So I hope you'll go February 2nd.
Well, if it comes into Boston, I'll be there.
Bring your friends.
And I'll bring a gang with
Great.
Me. But what was that? Hello?
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 Sorry about that.
Boy, oh boy. I get some people in the hotel that are monitoring your calls, I think. You know, it's the CIA. the background.
Sorry about that.
Well, I think they might have seen Left Behind, and they're quite aware of what's going to happen, so they're trying
Everyone's
to prevent
it. Everyone's a little nervous over here.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I appreciate getting a chance to talk to you as well as
Thank
Kirk.
Thank you.
I wish you both a lot of luck with Left Behind, and most importantly, good health to you and your children.
Oh, my gosh, this is so crazy.
Well, most importantly, good luck to you and the children.
Thank you very
good health
much.
To all of you. And do any of your children have a predilection for the theater or music?
Our kids are 4, 3, 2, and 10 months.
Oh, well, even at 4 years old.
I would say my four-year-old, yeah, he's going to be a director. He loves to have us role play and tell us exactly what to do and what to say and how to say it, and, you know. So he would be a pretty tough director.
4, 3, 2, and 1, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like we're, any news to report on?
on a new one?
Yeah.
Well, the first one's not quite one yet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check in a few months.
Couple months.
Check and see how you're doing. But anyway, well, congratulations on the film, and we look forward to many more roles for you and Kirk, and a pleasure to talk to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.